This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. You know, for years I've been telling you I am not 100% sold that these ADHD medications are safe for the heart, okay? And I really get nervous because people will be taking Ritalin for years. And I'm like, if it's a stimulant, how is that safe? Well, a report came out yesterday saying that these ADHD medications may pose heart risks for some kids. So Ritalin, for example, they say might increase the risk of an abnormal heart rhythm shortly after a young person starts taking the medication. They found in the study that children and teens who were prescribed Ritalin, okay, or Concerta or Dietrana, had a 61% increased risk of arrhythmia during the first 2 months of use, according to analysis of South Korean patients. But most children on the medication should not experience heart problems. Now, this was senior study author Nicole Pratt. She doesn't want people to panic. She's a senior research fellow at the Quality Use of Medicines and Pharmacy Research Center at the University of South Australia. She said, in the average child, the risk of serious cardiovascular events is extremely small, about 3 per 100,000 per year, and any absolute excess risk associated with methylphenidate or Ritalin is also likely to be small. But, and remember, the study didn't prove that it's causing the irregular heart rate, but they say the doctors need to take these findings into account when they put the child on it. Kids with existing congenital heart disease are most affected by the drug, with a more than threefold increased risk of heart rhythm problems. Again, another suggestion, another suggestion I've had, is to check all kids for heart disease. I think every kid should have an echocardiogram, an ultrasound of the heart. Okay? You know, to make sure their heart can handle sports, their heart can handle ADD medications. Why not? Congenital heart disease can be picked up many times by an ultrasound or an EKG. Not very expensive, people. Got to get insurance to cover it so everybody, all children get to have this. They say children on these medications should have their blood pressure and heart rate monitored to help mitigate potential risk. Health professionals also need to consider the risk-benefit balance in children with prior history of heart disease or children on medicines that can affect heart rhythm, particularly where symptoms of ADHD are mild. They say Ritalin stimulates the central nervous system, and there's been concerns that it could affect heart health. Other stimulants have been shown to affect the heart rate and heart rhythm. So, they say two previous large-scale U.S. studies have shown very subtle signals that these drugs may have some degree of cardiovascular toxicity. So what the hell are we doing here? They say about half of U.S. children diagnosed with ADHD in 2011, some 3.5 million kids, have received a stimulant drug, typically the methylphenidate, the Ritalin, for treatment. Pratt and her colleagues examined the possible harmful effects of methylphenidate using South Korea National Health Insurance Database data regarding more than 114,000 kids aged 17 or younger. Among the children, 1,200 cardiac events. We're talking about children, people. 1,200 cardiac events had occurred between 2008 and 2011, including heart rhythm problems, high blood pressure, heart attack, stroke, and heart failure. We're talking about kids having stroke and heart failure. And they found that the children the most vulnerable were the first 2 months. The risk was highest when the first 3 days of treatment about doubled compared to periods where the kids weren't taking it. Okay, so they say, despite the findings, we do not want you ripping your kids off the drugs, okay? All right? If you take a child off the drug, that could cause severe depression. It could cause anxiety. It could cause rebound issues, so no. But, you know, we are coming into the summer, and I would strongly suggest you parents sit down with the doctor that prescribed it, okay, and talk about long-term management. Okay, now mind you, there are some kids where these medications are the only thing that helps them get through school and helps them get through everyday life, okay? And so it's, and I understand that. There are some real severe ADHD kids out there that when I went to school, they would have fallen under special ed, and they would have been behind and having lots of issues. However, my worry is when you look at the millions and millions of kids on these medications, I don't think all of them are that severe to the point that they need to be on these medications. And the next question we need to ask is, should we give them holidays, or is it more dangerous to take them off for the summer and then put them back on because heart problems could happen within the first month or two of restarting? I mean, I've told you guys this many times, you know, somebody will, you know, talk to me about putting their child on Ritalin or ADHD medication. The child is 7. So, you know, I would refer them to a pediatric psychiatrist to, you know, make sure they were properly evaluated for the right medication and if that was the right thing to do. But my question for some of these patients that I don't think were, you know, severe enough for medication, I'm like, well, what are you going to do when they're in the 5th grade? Now, what about middle school? Okay, I mean, you aren't going to want to take them off in middle school because of high school. In high school, you aren't going to want to take them off because you're going to want them to make sure they get the grades to get into college. And then in college, you're not going to want to take them off for medication because you want them to get the grades to get to medical school or law school. Now you have residency. Now you have internship. Now you have, you know, I mean, when does it stop? So I tell all parents where the child isn't severe, I'm like, okay, I mean, how many years are you now going to commit your child to taking this medication? Well, we'll just take it one day at a time. Well, you can't. If your child is learning how to study and learning how to function in grade school on Ritalin, what makes you think they're going to automatically know how to navigate middle school and high school later without the help of the medication? You know, we really need to rethink, and especially if there are heart risks, which I've been suspecting for a long time. I mean, we need to really pick and choose who is going to be on these medications if it's worth the risk. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to buysellmakeoffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Many of you guys call when because you listen at various different times and different affiliates. So let's go right to the phone lines and hear what you guys have to say. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, Doc Dolly. I'd like to know your opinion on bioidentical hormones. And I wonder if you think the ones that the patch or the one that mimics and has the menstrual cycle is the more healthy one. Thank you.
Yo, it's a good question. Bioidenticals. My gynecologist was the one that I would refer many women to for the bioidenticals. And even though we don't have a lot of FDA backing, I don't think we have any FDA backing at all on these bioidenticals, my patients that were on them did great. Never had to deal with a bioidentical hormone-induced breast cancer, didn't see any heart disease, didn't see any strokes, etc. And so I've been a fan of bioidenticals. However, I also, though, have had to be very, very honest about how I am a little confused, and I'm still trying to educate myself on them. Because many times people say, okay, well, bioidenticals are natural and prescriptions are not. Well, that's not always 100% the case. Okay, you know, many bioidentical hormones, like, for example, progesterone. The progesterone bioidentical is many times micronized or broken down progesterone that we use pharmaceutically. And then you have Premarin, which is a pharmaceutical for estrogen, which is made from horse urine. So you have natural and prescriptions, and you have obviously synthesized, manufactured, you know, compounded medications and bioidenticals. So I don't want you guys using that delineation or that cutoff or that stereotype that, okay, bioidenticals are your natural, and the pharmaceuticals are your unnatural. Because that doesn't seem to really fit. Okay?
Aren't most pain pills based on a fungus grown in a willow tree anyway?
Now that, I don't know.
I thought that that's where aspirin came from.
Aspirin? Wow. Oh my gosh, you're so smart.
I'm actually going to have to double check that, because I do remember there was a willow tree and a pain medication. Anyway, point is that...
Right.
Pills can come from natural places, too. So, I mean,
exactly.
we use nature to find it all.
Exactly. So, there's, yeah. So, we'll definitely investigate that, because that sounds cool. So, all right. So, they say bioidentical hormone. Now, very, very good source is from Harvard Medical School. Okay, so Harvard Health Publications wrote an article on what are bioidentical hormones, okay? And again, we can't say one is safer than the other. You know, you were asking about, the caller was asking about the patch versus another form. You know, we know there's concerns with the pharmaceutical patches, so I can't, extrapolate that or include bioidentical patches as well, because a lot of bioidenticals are done transdermally. You know, these are medications that you are absorbing transdermally through the skin, which many people believe is safer than taking a pill that has to get metabolized through the liver. Everything, though, remember, everything gets metabolized through the liver anyway. Okay? I mean, everything gets metabolized through the liver anyway. But it seems to be a more, rather than a bolus dose that then has to go through the liver in the form of a high concentration as a pill, transdermally may allow a more methodical, rhythmic, consistent sort of delivery. So, you know, again, this is why a lot of us are fans. The problem is we just don't have enough studies looking at the safety of it. But anecdotally, I've been pretty impressed. All right, now, remember, also, many of these hormones are not regulated. Okay, so the FDA has to watch Premarin. The FDA has to watch Estrace. The FDA has to watch Micronor or Provera. Yet, many bioidenticals aren't watched or scrutinized as much. So that could, unfortunately, lead to less studies. Now, they say here that bioidentical hormone therapy is often called natural hormone therapy because bioidentical hormones, now this is where the natural comes in, acts in the body just like hormones we produce. Okay? All right? So we will see, you know, our body will, like, for example, when you do a blood test, okay, they say the body can't distinguish the bioidentical hormones from the ones your ovaries produce. So on a blood test, your total estradiol reflects the bioidentical estradiol, bioidentical, identical to your biology. the bioidentical estradiol you've taken as well as the estradiol your body makes. Yet, Premarin is metabolized into various forms of estrogen that are not measured by laboratory tests. So some proponents of the biomedical hormones say, look, we can monitor you better. You know, we don't know what the hell is going on when you take Premarin. But we can measure your estradiol levels and know that it's working, you know, and know that we're not overdosing you because they could be picked up on a blood test. So, that's why there's all these pros and cons. I mean, I want to give you guys a very straight answer saying, look, you know, this is how we, you know, this is why it's good. This is why it works. This is better than that, but it's complex. Okay. And so, what are FDA approved hormones right now? Well, the FDA approved hormones right now are your birth control pills, your Premarin, your synthetic conjugated estrogen coming from plants, by the way. Many of these estrogens, these esterified estrogens, come from plants. Okay? Your estrace. However, there's some forms of bioidentical that do have FDA approval. So my suggestion is this. We don't find somebody that really deals with bioidenticals, okay? And find somebody that can, determine your risks and benefits. When I referred to my gynecologist, who's been helping my patients profusely, Dr. Kirsten Rogers, she makes sure their mammograms are up to date, their blood levels are done, their heart's in good shape. So she's very thorough. And so a person who is prescribing bioidenticals doesn't do it willy-nilly, or they shouldn't. Okay, like my doctor does, she makes sure that you aren't at risk for certain things that unfortunately could pose a risk. So what would maybe preclude you from being on a bioidentical or hormone? Well, you know, if you've had a history of heart disease, all right, that could be an issue. If you've had a history of blood clots, you may not be able to take estrogen of any sort, which is why we definitely want your hematologist on board if there's any sort of management being done for you to get pregnant, etc. If you have allergies to it, if you have liver tumors, okay, if you suffer from a condition where you make tumors in your liver, even if they're benign tumors, we're probably not going to, you know, give you hormones. Many of you ask, you know, if the creams or the gels or lotions are more liver safe, like I said, you're not getting the big bolus in terms of a pill. But what you are getting is a more rhythmic, consistent, possible absorption, but it still all has to be metabolized in the liver. So we're going to research more. One thing a lot of you need to realize is many of you will say, well, fine, I'm not going to take the progesterone that micronized or FDA approved because I just want to be on all natural, so I'm just going to take the natural estrogen. If you have a uterus, you can't take estrogen unopposed. If you have a uterus still and you take estrogen, you have to take some sort of progesterone. If not, you could be at risk for endometrial cancer. So another thing I need to make very, very clear is if you go on the path of being on bioidenticals, you need to realize that there may be a combination of not only the bioidentical, but also a pharmaceutical. Okay? We need to, same thing with those of you that are trying to treat your cholesterol naturally. So you go to the health food store and you buy a whole bunch of, red rice yeast, etc. Well, that acts like a statin. That's very, very similar to the pharmaceutical statins that are out there. So, just because you're taking these doesn't mean you don't have to watch blood work. It doesn't mean you have to watch for, it doesn't mean you can't, don't need to watch for risk factors, and it doesn't mean you're going to be completely off any pharmaceutical. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, great question.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. It's funny. They're talking about, this is a headline, the salt industry is shaken. As the FDA targets sodium in the American diet. You know, I like how they, you know, like remember yesterday with the Star Wars, there's a disruption in the Force, right? You know, there's a disturbance in the Force, right? Because the new Star Wars movie. I think that, you know, these people are pretty creative. So anyway, all right, the salt industry is shaken. As the FDA issued a draft of voluntary sodium restriction targets for the food industry. Now, the targets, which are broken into short-term and long-term goals, would slowly reduce the average American sodium intake to approximately 2,300 milligrams per day. Now, this is supposed to happen, I believe, over a period of 10 years. The 2,300 milligram per day sodium, I guess, cutoff is what the RDA is. That's where we have some evidence-based level. Nobody is saying it is the, we're recommending you to have that much, but it's a guideline. Now, the FDA's draft guidance proposes maximum sodium levels for 150 categories of processed and restaurant foods. So, for anybody accusing the FDA of not doing any work, at least they came out with this draft. Yeah, listen, guys, I know how this works, okay? I remember when the FDA got in trouble for a variety of things, and they said, I think the Listeria outbreak, or, you know, and they were like, look, guys, you know, we don't have enough staff, okay? We need more budget. You want to prevent a Listeria outbreak? We need more budget. So I've been making fun of them, you know, this whole time, and I think a lot of people have too. And so what you need to do is you need to put something in writing. You know, I have a job. I, you know, for those of you that don't know, I closed my practice down a couple months ago, and it was a real difficult decision to make. But Obamacare and the recession and with the way things were going in healthcare, I've always wanted to teach. And when I had an opportunity to teach, I was so excited. And, you know, having three medical schools or two medical schools on the verge of opening, and as well as Toro University, it was wonderful that I was approached, you know, by all three. And Toro University, who teaches osteopathic students, was right up my alley, and it was a perfect fit. So I've been teaching, okay? But it's very, very interesting. Because as I'm sitting there as now a professor, okay, the students are on summer break, many of them. And there's a lot of work that needs to be done. But whereas in my clinic, I could be like, look, these are all the patients I saw. When you teach, you know, where's the proof that you're working? So instead, I make drafts, just like the FDA. So I draft this lecture that I'm going to want to do. Or I draft my medical Spanish workshop that I'm working on. So I have all these drafts. So that if somebody goes, wait a second, Dahlia, is she really working? I'm going to, look at all the drafts. Okay, so guys, okay, I know a lot of people are all kind of shaken up by this whole salt thing. Okay, but look, the FDA has to show they're working, so they have to come up with a draft. Now, okay, mind you, I think salt is a big problem. I was watching MasterChef yesterday, and Gordon Ramsay was complaining that somebody used blue cheese, made a blue cheese puree or something, and said, careful, it's salty. You don't realize how much salt is in cheese. Maybe that's why we like it so much. You know, I didn't realize, see, I come from a family where we don't put salt on our food. Okay, my mom, I mean, our food was always so bland. And I remember loving eating out, which was a rare occasion, because the food tasted so much better than what my mom could cook. Well, I didn't know, but she just wouldn't season the food. And it wasn't until I was in college, and I saw my friend and roommate Adana grab the salt shaker and shake it onto her fries and order ranch and use and dip fries with ranch, that I became a new woman. And once you then go back and eat something low salt, like eat low salt cheese, you're like, huh? Now, the trick to any low salt food, which is kind of what the FDA is going to be working on, is you have to, like, not know about it. You know, like if you put something in your mouth that's sugar free, you don't know. You know, it's misleading. And that's what you have to do. You have to kind of trick yourself. Okay, like turkey bacon. You know, you have to, you know, turkey meat, huh?
Love turkey bacon.
Do you? Do you prefer that taste over pork bacon?
Oh, they're two completely different things, but they're both absolutely delicious.
Okay.
It's also like tofu scrambled eggs. They don't taste like scrambled eggs, but they're absolutely delicious.
You're kidding me.
Nope, not
they're
at all.
They're now
totally
trying
worth
to
it.
Tofu up eggs. I'm not a fan of tofu because I get tricked for the first bite, and then like, what the hell am I eating?
Well,
and then my friend's like, it's tofu.
You just gotta be like, I'm gonna cook some tofu, and then never think about it being an egg or whatever flavoring they're baking it, and just, tofu scrambled eggs taste like nothing like scrambled eggs. They have the texture of scrambled eggs, but they taste like deliciousness.
Do they? Alright, yep. I'll try that.
Highly recommend. If you're gonna try tofu, that's probably the best way to try it, because it's, I mean, you're not going to be, like, lacking in texture or be like, ooh, it's slimy and gross. No, it's tofu or eggs.
Oh, that's
a
good point. That's a good point. Okay. Okay. All right. So, hey, if it's healthy. Oh, yeah.
Nom.
Doesn't tofu give you soy? Isn't tofu soy?
Yeah, soy-based. It has estrogen in it.
Oh, okay. Then maybe I will do that, because I really need some estrogen. Lord have mercy.
There you go.
Estrogen.
Problems. Two birds,
my
one stone.
Low.
And it's delicious.
I got low estrogen. All right. No, that sounds good. All right. So back to the salt thing here. All right. So what they're going to do is, okay, so they say the current average American consumes 3,400 milligrams of sodium, which is roughly 1.5 teaspoons, with 75% coming from processed and restaurant foods. High sodium intake, what does it do? It can lead to high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, which are two leading causes of death. Researchers estimate that if you have a 40% reduction in sodium intake over the next decade, it could save 500,000 lives and almost $100 billion in healthcare costs. Now remember, we can't yet recommend everybody go under the 2,300 because remember that study said too low a salt could be bad? So right now we're just going to kind of stick with the 2,300 milligrams or 2.3 grams. Okay, you guys got the math down, 2,300 milligrams, 2.3 grams. They say children are a particular concern when it comes to overconsumption of sodium. According to the CDC, nearly 9 in 10 American kids consume more sodium than recommended, and 1 in 6 children have this, guess what? They have elevated blood pressure. Our kids have elevated blood pressure. Reducing sodium intake during childhood could help prevent, obviously, cardiovascular disease in adulthood. So I don't have all 150 areas, okay? They say the draft guidance will be open for public commentary for 90 days and 150 days. The two-year targets are going to have a 90-day public commentary, and boy, am I going to comment. And 150 days have 10-year targets, or for the 10-year targets. It comes 38 years after the Center for Science of Public Interest first petitioned the FDA back in 1978 to revoke the generally recognized safe status of salt and set limits on usage. So, see, okay, so FDA... since 1978, you're asked to do something. Boy, do things happen slow. Come on, people. Tell ya. Man. So, I guess the Center for Science and the Public Interest petitioned the agency two more times to reduce excess sodium in the food supply back in 1991 and 2005. But it wasn't until a lawsuit by the Nutrition Advocacy Group was filed in October 2015 said the FDA had broken the law by not responding to the 2005 petition. See, did you know that you could be sued if you're sitting on your thumb, right, on something? I was wondering. I'm like, wait a second. Okay, that makes sense. I thought the FDA was getting to work because I was making fun of them for the Listeria comment they made a couple years ago. I didn't realize they were getting off their butts, not because of me, but because they got sued. So, all right. All right, so we'll let you know what later it's going to... oh, by the way, the American Heart Association recommends the salt limit down to 1,500 milligrams. We've talked about that. All right, so I'll let you know if that means our food prices are going up. My guess they are. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some sad news as we are being reported from the Minneapolis Star Tribune that music legend Prince appeared to have died of an opioid overdose. Prince's full name was Prince Rogers Nelson, died April 21 at the age of 57 after being found unresponsive in an elevator at Paisley Park, his home and recording studio at Chanhassen, Minnesota. Paramedics performed CPR but were unable to revive him, authorities said, and an autopsy was conducted the day after his death, but the official results have not been released. Since then, we've seen information that has emerged about the entertainer's alleged abuse of prescription drugs. And an attorney for Prince's half-siblings said they revealed that the singer had an addiction to Percocet decades before he died. One half-sibling said Prince started using the drug to help him deal with the rigors of performing and not for recreational use. I believe Sheena E. had talked about how there was issues with him jumping off and on the stage in heels, where he had back issues and a lot of orthopedic issues. I wouldn't disbelieve it. I mean, that's a lot, in my alter ego life, I'm supposed to be an Olympic figure skater, and I have to retire as an Olympic figure skater because you can't do multiple backflips on the ice without damaging the discs in your back. And so I had to choose between being an Olympic figure skater or possibly needing to take pain medication. And so that was my alter ego life, okay? Don't you guys do that where, you know, you're either a doctor and a radio show host, or you're an Olympic skier or Olympic medalist of something. Well, I'm an Olympic figure skater. That's my alter ego fantasy life. That just was. And then I have one other, which I'll reveal, which I'm sure many of you guys know, is I'm an award-winning actress that always gets to play opposite Michael Fassbender or Viggo Mortensen or Brad Pitt or George Clooney, and our love scenes are always deemed the hottest and steamiest and sexiest. And those are my other lives that I would lead if I wasn't a doctor and a syndicated radio host, which I'm very happy with. Trust me, I don't want my network to fire me because they think I would rather be on a movie set with Michael Fassbender. But yeah, I mean, if that does come to play, then I am going to have to negotiate with the network some time off because, oh my gosh, I mean, can you imagine? You know, oh, Dr. Dahlia, oh, Michael Fassbender, that'd be so good. But back to the story, which is very, very sad. The day before Prince died, his team called an eminent opioid addiction specialist in California seeking urgent help for the singer. The specialist, Dr. Howard Cornfield, could not get there immediately, so he sent his son, Andrew Cornfield, on an overnight flight to Minnesota. The goal was for the younger Cornfield to help evaluate Prince's health and encourage him to enter treatment for pain management and potential addiction issues. By the time Andrew Cornfield arrived at the singer Paisley Park's complex on the morning of April 21, it was too late. He and two Prince representatives found the 57-year-old entertainer unresponsive in an elevator. We're hearing rumors that Prince had been dead for over 6 hours. Andrew Cornfield was the one who called 911. I also had noticed that he didn't seem to sound like a health professional. I thought he himself was a health professional, because most health professionals, when they call 911, you just kind of see there's a flow to it. But unfortunately, there seemed to be some confusion going on, but it was Andrew who had called the 911. So authorities now have also probed into his death. They're also looking at a criminal investigation as well. And so they're also investigating how Prince obtained prescription medications and from whom. But unfortunately, we have lost another, person to opioid overdose. And it's a shame. Now again, this comes from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. I don't believe we have the full coroner's report. But there's been much reports out there talking about flu or infectious disease and viruses that he might have been battling. But this is a real, real shame. And we'll keep you guys posted as we get any more information. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The U.S. birth rate has fallen slightly, but the death rate has risen. And this is a little concerning. Preliminary numbers out Thursday from the CDC show that there were 3.98 million births in the United States in 2015. That is down 0.3% from 2014 and reverses a one-year rebound when the number of births rose slightly. The data showed a sharp drop in births among teens, which fell 8% to their lowest level since the government began tracking them decades ago. Women aged 15 to 19 notched a birth rate of 22.3 births per 100,000 women, which is down 64%. So this is worrying some demographers, is that the total number of U.S. births was lower. And usually we see childbearing, it's very interesting. when childbearing starts to slow down, okay? We see this, you know, during a recession. When we start to see it tick back up, sometimes that's a sign that people are doing good. I mean, you can have people in the media say the recession's over. But if people personally are looking at their finances and they're going, wait a second, we have the money to do this. Let's do it. Okay? They'll give birth. They may choose to start a family. What's been very frustrating for me is I think we've been falsely told that the recession is over when many of us are still feeling it. So if people are going, wait a second, we have no savings. I'm only working part-time because of Obamacare. My boss won't give me full-time work because I have to cover health insurance. I don't have health insurance. Even though the state may provide health insurance for you and the baby, I'm a little nervous that I have a part-time job and no health insurance. I don't know if this is the best time, no matter what they're saying in the news about the recession being over, and people are deciding to have less babies. Now, somebody else could say, wait a second. Maybe it's because a lot of people are now getting their free birth control, so we're having less unexpected births. That could be an issue, too. They say women in their 20s had fewer babies in 2015, while the birth rate for those in their 30s and early 40s rose last year. Births decreased for white women, were flat for black females, and increased among Hispanic women. Now, what about the death rate? Okay? They say the death rate rose for the first time since 2005. The CDC found the mortality rate was 729.5 deaths per 100,000 people in 2015, up from 723.2 in 2014 when adjusted for the age distribution of the population. A main factor was the death rate for heart disease increased slightly after declining each year since 1993. I'll tell you what I think could be going on. And they say the death rate from stroke and Alzheimer's also contributed to the increase. There's a chance that it could be the baby boomers. As the baby boomers are aging, and we're losing a lot of our World War II vets, and as they're starting to age out, that could be why we're seeing a rise. And we may see a rise as the baby boomers, you know, continue to go into their golden years. So, either way, we have slower population growth. They say to keep the labor force growing, we're going to need to have pretty healthy levels of immigration. This is, I didn't make that quote up. That's Jeffrey Passel, senior demographer from the Pew Research Center. He said, to keep the labor force growing, we are going to have pretty healthy levels of immigration. Okay, I thought the problem is many of our U.S. citizens can't get jobs, and we're giving our jobs to the immigrants. And we're giving our jobs to robots. So, can we please slow down on giving any more work visas until we figure out what the heck is going on when it comes to, yeah. Lord have mercy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.